Hello, my lovelies. For those of you who don't know, I'm Lupin. And yes, it is Lupin, not Lupine. I am named after the flower, not the wolf. So, if you have been imagining a field full of prancing pups when you see my username, I am sorry to disappoint. A while back, I made a post on GWA by request about my favorite fantasy. It wasn't anything too sexual, not like my normal content. Well, I mean, it was sexual, but I wasn't touching myself or moaning or anything like that. It was just a little ramble and just talking about one of my most favorite fantasy. I'll go ahead and include a link to it in this post if you care to go back. Please disregard my bad headset mic at the time. But I've had requests to talk about other fantasies since then, and I couldn't think of one that got me going enough to talk about. I mean, I have fantasies. We all do. But none of them were as unctuous as that first one. None of them, just thinking about them, made me just get all worked up. So I didn't have anything I could really talk about. But there's been one that I feel triggers me in the same way. And so I thought I'd share it with you guys and just kind of talk about it and get all verklempt as I think about my second favorite fantasy. These two actually battle. They're kind of tied. They're a little similar because, of course, you know, we all have kinks and things that we like, and mine kind of tie together. So you'll kind of notice a theme. But my second favorite fantasy is being a free use stress relief, I guess would be the best way to phrase it. I love pleasing people. I love it. I am a people pleaser through and through. I also have my biggest kink is cock worship. What is cock worship? A lot of people say, because it's kind of an abstract kink. It's not like saying, I like breeding, which I do like breeding, but cock worship can be kind of an abstract kink to some people. But basically, I mean, it's simple. I love cocks. I love them both sexually and non-sexually. I just love servicing cocks and I love it. I love bringing pleasure. I especially love bringing pleasure to men. Figure that out by me posting on sexy sites. No one would guess, right? I love having people come, etc. I am very much into cock worship, especially physically, but hey. Because of that, the idea of being free use and something for someone to take themselves out on, their frustrations, their troubles, their worries, stress, all out on me, for me to be able to bring them joy, bring them relief, bring them to orgasm. I love it. I really like it. I love the feeling of being useful. When I was one of my first DOMs in my real life, and my first DOMs was talking to me. This is kind of a sidetrack, but he was talking to me about what he thinks the most complimentary term he could ever give to a submissive is. You know, there's sexy, there's fuck slut, you know, there's all these things you can call someone. And his biggest praise was useful. And ever since he told me that, And we've since parted ways on good terms, no issues there. But ever since he told me that, that has been something I always strive to be. I want to be useful in a sexual context and used by that chance. But anyway, back to my fantasy. I got derailed a bit. Why are you getting all worked up? And I haven't even gotten to the good stuff. So the way that I always imagine it, the best way that I can think of, is being tied up in a break room at work. My work or someone else's, probably someone else's, because I'm not going to be getting any work done. But just being sat in the break room and having different floors of men and women even come and use me. I imagine, like, you know how some rooms have like a support beam? That's always how I think about, like, not a support beam, but a, like, the pole. Am I making any sense? The pole that goes from the ceiling, like a support. I always imagine being tied to one, or maybe tied to like a chair, but I always think of the beam, and being having like my arms tied behind me, tying me to the beam so that they can drag me up or down, and so they can push me down onto my knees and fuck my face, or they can pull me up and have someone lifting one of my legs and pumping into my pussy or my ass, and another person in front of me grabbing and manhandling my pussy or my tits or kissing me or anything like that. One of the ones that I always think of is, you know, someone behind me fucking me, and a woman being in front of me and making out with me or degrading me, just being used by man after man and having cum dripping out of every hole, and then having the women come in and shame me, call me a dirty fucking slut, tell me how pathetic I am, how disgusting I am letting myself get used and abused, and having them judge me as a little whore. These professional women with these smart jobs and smart outfits, and I'm just this dumb little breeding slut on my knees in front of them, covered in cum and begging for more. Just the idea of being looked down on by my own sex, that gets kind of hot in that context. Maybe having them spit on me as I'm getting coated in another layer of cum. So fucking hot. And of course, what is a good office fuck slut if not for being spit roast? And that is a big one. A big one. I love the idea of maybe being thrown over the break room counter or table and just filled, being pushed, every thrust pushes me towards the other cock. You can't get away. There's no getting away. You are always filled, and it's so fucking hot. It's so damn hot. Man, I'm getting into it. But just the idea of, I don't know these people. You know, I don't know them, but I'm being used and coated and filled, getting completely taken with no care to what I need, I don't care if I'm tired, if they're my 30th or 40th person of the day, you know, they don't care if they've already used me once that day or whatever. They're just going to use me again and fill me again. They don't care if there's already 10 loads inside my cunt. They're going to push all of the loads out and fill me with theirs. Fill me and fill me until there is no stress left in them, until their balls have been drained and their stress along with it. And at the end of the day, I get unbound. I get my clothes back and I get sent on my way to come back the next day and be used over and over and over again. That would be my second fantasy. Just a good little stress toy. Anyway, I'm a little worked up now thinking about that. I know it's a bit different from my normal content, but I do hope you enjoyed hearing about my second favorite fantasy, and I hope you guys will let me know yours. Yeah? Have a good one, lovelies. Hope to share more fantasies with you soon.